Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, June 10th, 2026. Does life in dystopia have you carrying so much stress in your body that you feel like doing the zoomies? Are you looking to have some fun? Chrissy Fowler can always be counted on to get your shoes flying.
Hey there, I'm Chrissy Fowler, director of Belfast Flying Shoes, which is a participatory arts nonprofit founded here in Belfast, Maine. Looking ahead to this coming weekend, I want to highlight one of our programs. We are putting on an English country dance on Sunday, June 14th at 6 p.m. at the UU Church in Belfast. There's a few reasons this dance in particular is special. One is the caller. Joanna Reiner Wilkinson is probably one of the most beloved English country dance callers in the country. She's really skilled at teaching. And so if you're new, you can expect to be guided cheerfully and clearly. She's from Philadelphia, and it's a real treat to have her here in Maine. Another thing is the music. For English country dance, the tunes and the dances are really intertwined. There's a real connection with the choreography and the music. And we're thrilled that Maine's own Jesse Boardman from Lewiston and Daniel Rain, who's a musician from Greater Boston, will be playing the tunes for us. They both have been here for Flying Shoes programs in the past, and the two of them definitely exude the positive energy we're looking for. Another great thing about English dance is there's a spaciousness, like a flow or a grace, but also playfulness. And you can channel your inner Jane Austen character if you want. You don't have to dress up, though. We will have refreshments, punch, and what we call crunch, which is little snacky things. I want to mention three other June programs, though, and just to remind folks that you can find details and more at belfastflyingshoes.org. The Rockport Donut Festival is this weekend in the Rockport Harbor and at the Rockport Harbor. And on Saturday, June 13th, Flying Shoes is hosting a free outdoor contra dance with Chris Ricciotti calling and Springtide playing the music. There'll be an extra high tide because that band will include not just the members Willie Clementson, Elsie Goller, and Ethan Tischler, who's also doing sound, but they'll have special guest Bennett Kinesny, somebody well known to WERU listeners. On Tuesday, June 16th, our dances on the Armistice Footbridge in Belfast resume, and we're thrilled that we can be dancing over the Passagatsawakeag River and looking out at Belfast Harbor. And at the end of the month, on Saturday, June 27th, we have a special collaboration in Millinocket in the Katahdin region with the Katahdin Collaborative and the town of Millinocket. We will have a dance up there that evening, and there's lots to do in the area. So if you're coming from elsewhere, whether north, west, east, or south, then definitely consider making it a trip. Again, you can get the details at belfastflyingshoes.org. And we would love to have people participating. Participatory arts means we all do it together. Our mission is to build community and cultivate well-being through the joy of traditional music and dance for folks of all backgrounds and identities here in our area. And if we all make the programs happen together, whether they're dances or workshops or concerts or even some radio shows and podcasts, we are just having the tide lift our boats. An important thing here in Midcoast Maine. Thanks so much for putting it on your calendars and hope to see you at a Flying Shoes program soon.
That was Chrissy Fowler. The website again is belfastflyingshoes.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.